Runk.
Yo, yo, yo. Dude, I have new dates. I have new dates out. New dates just announced. And this is, first of all, you know about the Columbus and Cincinnati and Ohio and Boise and Salt Lake. I added Tucson and Pueblo, Colorado, and Colorado Springs, Colorado. But then also just now I added on the Don't Push Me tour, Charlotte, Knoxville, Little Rock, Arkansas. Man, he's going down south. Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, bringing a guitar. Calgary, Edmonton, Ottawa for my Canadian people. Montreal. Okay, so it's not Toronto. This is what they told me. It's Toronto proper. It's like 30 minutes away. It's Hamilton, Ontario at the First Ontario Concert Hall. I'm going to try and come to also Toronto, the actual city, next year. But I couldn't get – dude, you guys get mad at me for dates that I can't do. These are all booked up. There's like a million touring people. You know, I got to like battle with like Morgan Wallen or whatever. Is Wallen or Whalen? Whatever. He's good. Cleveland, Ohio. I am doing Cleveland. Detroit, people keep asking me. Orlando, Fort Myers. Fort Myers, Florida. And I'm also adding more. So I am adding more soon. And I told you I got other dates coming. I know people really want Vancouver. Vancouver's so booked up. I'm trying to find a spot to get there. I have something on hold. It's coming. I'm not forgetting about you, especially if you're a big city. The Don't Push Me tour is coming. So anyway, without further ado, welcome to the next episode of Congratulations. Nice. Oh, wow. Already messed it up. Wow. Thought I was going to put the thing on the right thing, but it didn't do the thing. No, yeah. I want it on the left one. Wow. Okay. So now I'm stupid. Messed it up twice. I got the... There we go. Dude, hair's looking nice. I'm not going to lie. My hair's looking nice, dude. Look at that. It's like fluffy. It's like nice as shh. It's just really good, man. So, you know, yeah, I got a big forehead, but that's what's up. Means I'm smart, dude. I've had a great week. I've had a very busy week. I'm really happy that you guys are here and thank you for listening. Like and subscribe, merch at crystalia.com. But whatever, dude. Leave a comment, pump that algorithm. Let me know where you're coming to see me if there's people coming. I just announced all my new tour dates. Yeah. But, dude, I have been really, really, really grateful. I did shows. Let's just get right into it. I did shows Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in Irvine, Brea, Oxnard to nail down exactly what I wanted to do in my hour special taping. Figured that out. Flew to Milwaukee. Every time I hear Milwaukee, I think Milwaukee. And I thought that was me, but then I realized that that's the actual Indian way to pronounce it. So I must have heard it somewhere, or I'm the psychic Indian. So Milwaukee, and then did the last show. Oh, it's from Wayne's World, Milwaukee. That's why. Wayne's World, dude. Wow. One fire coming through, dude, with that Wayne's World thing. That's why I got it. Dude, how could you hear something when you're 12 and then just think it when you're 43? And then you're like, why did I think that? And then it's just Mike Myers with a wig on 40 years ago. You heard it twice because you saw it once and then you saw it again for your friend's birthday party and you had to sit through it twice. That and Ghostbusters 2. Viggo scared the shit out of me. I did the Milwaukee show and then I flew to Minneapolis to do the taping. Now, I was actually a bit nervous. I wasn't nervous, like scared. I was more anxious, but also a little bit nervous. Actually, you know what? I was scared for a reason because there was a storm. People kept saying like, there's a storm. There was no storm, but they kept saying there was a storm. So I was like, oh, am I going to make it? The flight got delayed and one of my buddies was going to come out the day before. Their whole flight got canceled. There was no flight that they could make it. And they were in LA. So I was like, oh no, if they're in LA and we're coming from Milwaukee, that's the same direction, I believe. I don't know, really. I'm not good with directions. But I was like, is ours going to get canceled? Ours got delayed. And we were like, should we drive from Milwaukee to Minnesota? We did not do that. We waited for the flight, got on a flight, landed, and then I couldn't even take a nap. I was like, I had 4 hours of sleep. Did the special, and I was so ready. I mean, I'm ready. You know, and I also, I've only been performing this hour for 8 months. Like, I did it, it was a year. So I worked at the clubs a little bit to try and get new material. It was 2021. I started doing it in like September. I would go up every now and then with minimal material. Then April came along and I booked a date in Phoenix, one of my favorite spots to do. And it was like April 30th. And then so a year later, I did, I did the taping. So besides that, it was, I took from April to like August off. So it was really from August to now, I was doing the tour. And that's a very short time actually from when I start performing to shooting a special. It's usually like a year or more. You know, Man on Fire, I was touring it for so long, I was so sick of it. But I didn't want to do it too. Here's the deal. When I do the tour, I don't know when this is going to come out, but when the special comes out, it comes out and I will have some new material. So in essence, when I shoot the special, I have to then think about starting new material, because by the time it comes out, I want to have new material, and I don't want people who have seen the special to see everything from the special. Some comics do that, and they are lazy, but I don't want to do that. I don't feel good about myself doing that. I also am bored with the material after I do it, but this hour is so special to me. It just is. It's not just funny. You know, I'm speaking a lot of stuff from the heart. And so I was a little nervous about shooting that because I wanted to really connect with that emotionally. And it's also, not something that I usually do. Like when I first did my specials, I was like, I just want to be funny. I don't care. You know, people are always like, you know, yeah, but what are you really talking about? It's like, I'm talking about how messed up and silly everything is. And I was like, but this special is way different from my you know, it's me growing and it's me getting out there, and now I'm in my 40s. My last special, I did it when I was 39, and yeah. So I don't know. It's just it went off. The first taping, we did it twice. The first taping was great. The second one was just one of the best times I did that hour. So it really means a lot that you guys came out in Minneapolis. I love you guys. I love the support that I get. That everybody came out on the tour so far. I'm still doing the Don't Push Me tour because it hasn't come out yet, the special. But like, I just so appreciate you. And this is what I wanted to start out with this podcast. But I so appreciate you coming through and so appreciate you supporting me. And I can't thank you enough for that. I really can't. Watching this, the vlogs and the tour reports, which I put out there, and just being a part of it really genuinely means the world to me. And I know I talk a lot about, you know, silly stuff on this podcast, but that's what's up. And I am so fortunate and thankful that you guys come out to see me, and I love you for it. And I try to always give you guys the best show that I possibly can. Which is also why I have to start writing new material now again. But yeah, I love it. Anyway, dude, let's be silly. You know, I know you like also when I'm transparent and all that stuff. But let's be silly too. I don't have a title yet. I'm circling on what the titles might be, but I don't know. And when I drop the trailer. It's going to go gangbusters. Your boy's going to go dummy viral. So we'll drop the title then. You know what I mean? Okay. Anyway.
Stop the cap.
I don't know what the fuck. One Fire added a bunch of things, dude. I went to go put on, you know, Matt, my buddy Matt Rife hit me up and he was like, yo, we posted about my special. And I was like, fuck yeah, let's do this. The dude's awesome. And I posted on the thing, and I went to go click the link on the story to connect it. And I copied his YouTube link to put on my story, and I posted it. And then when I posted it, after I posted it, the link was a different link. And I was like, what the fuck? And it was because my producer was on my computer. He had already copied a link since I copied the link from Matt Rife and put it on the thing. And it was a video where the guy goes,
stop the cap.
And so that was the link that was everybody was seeing when I did the Matt Rife thing. So anyway, go watch his special. It's great. He's awesome. He's exploded on the comedy scene, but it's great. It's out there now. It's called Matthew Stephen Rife. It's the whitest name I've ever heard in my life. But also, he is exploding. So go check his shit out. He's great. Anyway, dude, you know, let's get into it, dude. Let's get into it. He added a bunch of different things on my soundboard. But that's cool. Dude, how about this, man? Kanye loves the Jews again. Ah. Who knew? Ah. And thank God for 21 Jump Street, because that's what he saw. Dude, he watched. So he's mental. He's mental, man. And it's just like, okay, he loves it. First of all, he didn't hate the Jews. He thought he hated the Jews, right? That's what he thought. He thought that. He's mentally unstable. And you want to be like, well, fuck it. You know, it's sad he's mentally unstable. But then you go like this. Well, you know what? Hitler was unstable and mentally unstable. So then there we go. Everyone in the Third Reich was unstable and mentally imbalanced. So okay, so then it's like, at what point does it, you know, you want to give grace to people who are mentally unwell, but then also you don't want to give too much grace because they end up, you know, being Hitler also. So it's like, you know, Kanye kept doubling down until they kill me. And but they kept doubling down, and then all of a sudden Adidas was like, no. Or if you're a dork, you can say Adidas. You go, all right, well, Kanye, you know, it's too bad. I really liked your sneakers, but you can't, thank you for working for us, but then you got to go. So then it's like, Adidas was like, oh, wait a minute. We lost $1.6 billion. We fired Kanye.
Stop the cap.
And it's like, maybe we should rehire Kanye. You know what I'm saying? And yes, what he said was bad, but also we want that $1.6 billion back again. So what happened was they are talking about rehiring him. And because of that, he watched 21 Jump Street and said, because Jonah Hill is in it and did a good job and he's funny, that he doesn't hate Jews anymore. And I'm just sitting there like, huh, more disrespectful. Do you know what I mean? And I'm just sitting there like, okay, well, it was disrespectful that he was saying he hated the Jews, but now the reason why he's come around on it is because of Jonah Hill's performance in 21 Jump Street? Huh. That's even more disrespectful to see Jonah Hill running around pretending like he's a cop in high school. And then Kanye West goes like this. You know what? On second thought, Jews should be more mad at that. That's what turned him around. And he's got the post up. He's got it on Instagram, and it's the only post up on his Instagram feed. And it's just like, that's more disrespectful. So anyway, now Adidas is just like, yeah, we don't give a fuck. However he wants to say he likes it again. Let's get the $1.6 billion in. So anyway, Kanye loves the Jews again. So now we can chill, dude. This could be the point where the world gets back on track. Since the pandemic, everything's gone to shit. This can be the point where it goes back on track. Let's just make it with the point and go back on track. You know, we had Trump. Everyone hated Trump. You know, it seemed like everyone hated Trump. Didn't really, because look, you got elected. Then we have Biden. Everyone hated Biden. Seems like everyone hated Biden. But, you know, a lot of people love Biden. So it's like, let's get a president that's going to get in here and do some fucking damage, right? It's all gone to shit, and Kanye West loves the Jews now, so let's just get it. Let's just, everything's better, right, guys? What did he actually write on the thing? Kanye West. Kanye West, Jonah Hill. He writes, oh God, they say Seth Rogen reacts to Kanye West saving Jonah Hill's, saying Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen, you know, what did he say here? Yay on Instagram. This is what he says. If you haven't heard, which is crazy if you haven't heard. Watching Jonah Hill in 21 Jump Street made me like Jewish people again. Straight to the point. No one should take anger against one or two individuals and transform that into hatred toward millions of innocent people. No Christian can be labeled anti-Semite knowing Jesus is Jew. Thank you, Jonah Hill. I love you. You know? And then somebody just writes under that W. The internet, you know? Dude, that's a W comment. How about people write, yo, that's an L comment. That's an L. Yo, dude, that's an L. So congratulations to the Kanye West. And honestly, congratulations to the Jews. Because he's got that back on. He's got that back on. Is Trump arraigned? Has he been arraigned? No, he's not been arraigned, right? But he will be tomorrow. So this will be coming out the next day. So let's just pretend. Dude, how about that Trump shit? Dude, it's crazy he's going to be arraigned. He's never going to go to jail. So everyone just... If he goes to jail, by the way, do you understand how many fucked up things are going to happen? So let's just hope. Maybe he'll just like... He's older, right? He's like, he'll pass away. I don't know. And I'm not even saying... Don't come at me like I'm a Trumper or an anti-Trumper. I'm neither. I don't give a fuck. You know what I do? Silent. You know how people say silence is violent? That's me then, I guess. I'm a violent guy then. So when the fuck is silence violence? I don't like that. You know I don't like that shit. So anyway, dude. It's just like... Oh, I forgot the fucking thing, though, about the... On the, man, I tell you what, dude, when you travel a lot, it is, you really get a representation of what the fuck America is like. I mean, I went to Milwaukee, and when I got on the plane to Milwaukee, I mean, dude, everything is so insane. Everything is so insane. I got to the airport, we got on the plane, I got on the plane. And I'm bored on the plane because it sucks, right? And there was no TV, I think, in it. It was like every now and then you get a plane that looks like from 1978. So I got a DM, the top DM. I go check it. I look. It says, hey, don't worry, bro. Your bag is safe. And I look at the image, and it's a picture of my bag on the fucking – in the plane. Like the guy who puts the bags in the thing took a pic of my thing and then sent it to me. Like some fucking – and I'm just like – dude, that's one of those things that's like, it's like...
That's creepy. Tell me more about that.
But it's like you get scared, but like for what reason? It's just a picture of a bag, but also you know not to be creepy on an airplane, dude. The guy sends me a picture of my own bag.
That's creepy. Tell me more about that.
It's insane. And so I'm like, Jesus. And I screenshot, I sent it to my whole team who's, you know... In the plane, and they go, yo, you should report this guy. He's like, I don't want to get anybody fired. He's like, you want me to report it? I'm like, no, chill, dude. Because my tour manager's gangster, dude. He's like, you want me to report it? I'll report it. I'm like, no, dude, just chill. And I'm like, well, this guy's just fucking right. Here's the fucked up thing. Everybody has your phone number, basically. Like, you can contact anyone anyway from the phone. You could talk. You want to talk to Elon Musk? You basically have his phone number. You just tweet him or DM him, and guess what? He'll get it. That's so fucked up. How connected we are. That now I got the United Airlines fucking guy who checks in the. He's not even, dude. He's not even the guy, the person who checks the bag, and he was like the troglodyte under the thing near the conveyor belt that was like. With it, you know what I mean? With his fucking Android. Send. Because you saw my name on the bag? That's so fucking creepy, dude. I'm just like...
That's creepy. Tell me more about that.
Well, that's creepy. Tell me more about that. And so I'm on the plane, and somebody walks by, and I'm already in the seat, you know? And somebody walks by. Chris D'Elia, I'm a huge fan. Great, dude! Now I gotta be me the whole flight. Everyone's gonna be knowing I'm on it. I go in incognito. I got the hood up. I sit down. Somebody walks by. Chris D'Elia, you're a dude. I'm a big fan. And I'm just
what
like,
the
dude, I'm just sitting there like, now I gotta fucking be me the whole time. It's okay. I appreciate the love. I really do, dude. And so I fucking, we fly. Bro, let me tell you this, man. We're on the plane. We land. And, you know, you're not supposed to get up until they stop moving the plane. Obviously. And they always land and then, you know, we touch down and then you always stop. And then after you stop, you're still not there, you know? The pilot's always like, yeah, so we're fourth in line to get to the thing. And you're just like, okay, you know? And then so we land and as soon as we land, somebody comes barreling down the fucking aisle. And I'm like, oh, that's it for me. Because that's the thing, too. I'm like, oh, we're going to – because, you know, this is going to be a terrorist attack. And also, here's the thing about terrorist attack. If I was a gangster motherfucking terrorist, like a real, real hardcore, I would wait till the whole flight till they landed and then took over. Because – here's why. Because – you really want to terrorize someone? Have the last thing they do in their life be a four-hour flight. Like, terrorists are always like, all right, we're up in the air, let's do it. Dude, fuck all that. Have them go the whole flight and have to eat bullshit peanuts. You know what I mean? And a half-cooked chicken if they're in the first class. And then, right? And you're in the flight. Have them have to watch fucking Mickey Blue Eyes. Right? I guess I'll watch this. That's the last thing? You're sitting like this, watching fucking Hugh Grant be like, forget about it. That's a real terrorist. You don't do it when it gets up in the air. All right, motherfuckers, let's go. You wait till they almost land or land and then say, okay, guys, guess what? We're flying into the fucking, the Potomac or whatever. Or Lake Michigan. We're flying into Lake Erie. Here we go. I'd be like, why didn't you do it earlier? Because I'm a real motherfucking G-terrorist, dude. That's why. So the lady comes barreling up, really big lady with pink hair. All right? And she said, and the flight attendant is literally like, she didn't even say anything. The flight attendant just goes like this. She literally goes like this. Like, ma'am, you person or what? Hey, ma'am, you ever been somewhere? And the lady goes like this to the flight attendant as we're still taxiing hardcore. Like we're landing and we're moving, dude. And it's like the lady goes like this. And then the passenger goes like this. Ma'am, I'm going to diarrhea right now. Dude. She says, ma'am, I'm going to have to diarrhea right now. So loud as the person who walked by and said, Chris Lee, I'm a huge fan. So now I'm like, whoa, that is so gangster, and that is the real terrorist. So the flight attendant goes like this, okay. The lady goes in the thing, just drops hardcore shit, and the most gangster thing is she got out of the toilet before everyone got off the plane. She didn't give a fuck about being embarrassed. Just no shame in it. Was the best. She gets out, she says, first of all, goes, ma'am, I'm going to diarrhea right now. Gets in the thing, gets out. Everyone's like, oh, shit. Pink hair, dude. Older lady walks back to her seat. Then we taxi to the door. Then she gets up, gets out, and I get right behind her. And she's going so slow and blocking everything. And I'm just like, dude, diarrheaing is one thing, but making me have to fucking, hey, move. But I was like gangster in the no shame, man. I aspire to have that no shame, which is cool. You know, it's like, here's the other thing too. If I wasn't famous, I would be diarrheaing everywhere and telling everybody about it. But I'm famous. So like, I don't even care if people really know I'm diarrheaing places, but it's annoying if like someone gets a picture and is like, yo, Chris Lee is diarrheaing there. It smells like shit. And then I got to deal. And then I got to deal with everybody online like, yo, Chris Lee had diarrhea. I don't even really give a fuck about that. But also, it's annoying that then people will be like, everybody diarrheas, you know? Whatever. My whole point is that lady, more people should be like that lady. But also, Dude, and then David Sullivan had to do it, and he was like, man, I was, when we went to, we flew in somewhere else, and he was like, man, oh, back to LA, he was like, I was almost going to do that lady did, man. I had to go because I ate steak last night and then drank a coffee this morning. Yeah. So that was just amazing. I love it. But you really get a taste when you're traveling of how it literally insane everyone is. But before the flight was even over, this young woman was sitting in front of me, and she was like, she goes to the bathroom. This whole thing is everything sitting around the bathroom. But she goes to the bathroom. And before she goes to the bathroom, well, no, she goes to the bathroom. She gets up, walks out. Before she gets into the bathroom, we're in like row three, so the bathroom is very close. Before she even gets to the bathroom, her alarm goes off. Bro, for some reason, this really irked me. Her alarm goes off and very loud. I didn't even know the alarms go that loud. Here's the deal. I didn't know alarms go that loud on the iPhone because I don't put mine at the full blast. Obviously, nothing's happening. If you need your alarm to go off when you're waking up, nothing's making a sound anyway, so don't make it the loudest shit. If you're somebody who puts your alarm full blast, you're kind of a piece of shit if you live with someone, okay? And, you know, I live with someone, right? So I am on the plane. This lady gets up, and before she gets to the bathroom, her alarm goes off. Just pam, 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 pam. You know that one? Pam, 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 pam. Just so horrible, okay? And I'm like, oh, good, before she got to the bathroom, so she'll hear it, come back, turn it off. Pam, 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 pam. Pam, pam. So guess what she does? Gets in the fucking shitter. So I'm like, oh, are you, she doesn't hear it? Because it's so loud. All right. Does a whole shit in the bathroom or piss. I don't know. Maybe sometimes ladies take a long time to piss because you got to sit down. Just the whole time. Pam, 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 pam. Just, I mean, 3 minutes of this is happening. Pam, pam, pam. And I'm sitting there like, look, I could reach in front of me, turn the thing off. But guess what I don't do? I don't touch other people's shit. I'm not going to touch someone's phone. I don't care. If the flight attendant wants to come by and touch someone's phone and turn it off, fine. And also, if it bothered me that much, I would touch the phone. But it didn't really bother me that much. And I know it's going to end as soon as the lady comes out. So I'm chilling, dude. I make all these decisions pretty quickly. It takes 3 minutes anyway. The whole thing happens for 3 minutes. That doesn't bother me that much, okay? What happened with that lady doesn't bother me that much. Doesn't really bother me that the sound is happening. Flying is annoying anyway. This is the worst part, dude. The lady next to me, who the whole flight has been this. Every 30 seconds. And, dude, it's one of those things that you don't realize happening. And then once you do, okay. Catch you later, man. I mean, I was getting so livid. So the lady who's sniffing next to me, I was like, pam, 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 pam. Like, the sniffer, turns to me, okay? I'm on my phone texting people. She turns to me and says, is that your phone? Dude, 3 minutes in. Is that your phone? Hey, ma'am, get a clue. Dude, I'm on my and I'm, by the way, I'm doing this. I'm doing this. This is what I'm doing. Oh, fuck. Oh, man. Pam, pam, pam. Oh, dude, nobody's in the seat in front of me. Dude, so many fucking things were wrong with this. First of all, why would I wait that long? Okay. But even further, before that, why would she wait that long to ask me? So She's at fault for more than I. It's not my phone, okay? But also, if she's waiting that long to ask me, is that your phone? Then she's at fault here. If she thinks maybe it's my phone, she should have said something already. 3 minutes, is that my phone? Dude, also, it's not my phone. You know why? I'm not deaf. Also, I'm on my phone, looking at my phone. I'm also looking around like, oh, wow, I'm looking at people. She says, is that your phone? And I look at her and I laugh. I say, ha ha. I said, is that my phone? I repeat what she says. And I say, if this was my phone, I would turn it off. Hey, lady. Get a clue. Hey, lady, you been somewhere? Dude, it drove me. After that, I really got to work on my anger. Dude, I was so angry. Because why was I even angry, dude? Like, what was I angry about? I wasn't angry. I was not angry that she would think maybe it was my phone because of any shortcomings for me, like. I'm angry that she's that much of an idiot. That's what I was angry about. But it can't be that. I have to see something in myself there. That's on me, obviously. But like, what the fuck? Is that your phone? What if I said yeah? I wish I said yeah. Should have been like, oh, well, why don't you turn it off? And then, oh, I thought it was nice and melodic. Like, what the fuck?
What the hell?
People are nuts, dude. Such a slice of America. Wow, that would be a fucking Ed Burns movie in 2001. Slice of America, starring Ed Burns and the fucking whoever that young girl was in the show 24. Starring Ed Burns and Eliza Dushku. Slice of America. Only white people are in it. Dude, Dushku. Hey, Dushku. Man, we went to my wife's pregnant and shit. She's about 11 months pregnant. And, I mean, her tummy is so big. And she's so mini, but her tummy's so big. And, dude, we're going to have this kid in like a week, you know? And, the day I fly out, I'm on the plane and she's like, that's kind of funny, but I think maybe my water might have broke. And I go like this. Okay. So this is typical. So don't be so typical. And also, is it life that's fucking with me or is it you that's fucking me? Something's going on here. Your water's not breaking because I need to do this special and I'm going to have to fly home and cancel it. If my son comes. So I say, all right, well, keep it in check. If you start having contractions, okay. She's like, well, I'm having Braxton Hicks contractions. I'm like, don't talk to me about things that I have no idea about. Is it time to go to the goddamn hospital or not? You know what I mean? So I fly back. And we have an appointment on Monday. I fly back Sunday. We have an appointment on Monday. We go to the doctor and check the thing. Doctor checks her and everything, bleep it out. And she's like, good, great, looks good. And my wife says, you know, I was worried that maybe my water broke 5 days ago. And here I am just like, don't even bring it up. You know, they're going to do all sorts of fucking tests now. Like, just fucking, don't even bring it up. She had like a little, she's like, but I've been kind of leaking. And I'm like, yeah, but, and in my head, it could be just piss though, right? Like fucking so uncouth in the doctor's office. Sweetie, is it piss though? Because the baby's head's on your bladder, upside down, right? And he's hitting your bladder and you could just be going piss. And the doctor's like, well, it could be piss, but urine, she said. It could be urine, but you know what? There are instances where the sac, your water will break and it will be a very tiny leak. And so we should go get it checked out in a hospital. And I'm like, oh, well, when? And she's like, now. And I'm like, great. So now it's a thing. Okay, so we're going to go to the hospital. And I'm okay about it because I want to take care of my sweetheart, right? And my unborn child. But also, I know it's pee-pee. You know what I'm talking about? The baby's upside down, pushing on your bladder, and you're going pee-pee. So we leave, and my wife, well, I couldn't believe my wife was like, let's eat lunch first. I was like, wow, okay, cool. Because, you know, if there's a tear in the sack, you got to have the baby. You got to have the baby. No matter how little the tear is, you got to go have the baby immediately. So they're gonna go to the hospital. You test for the sac to, if it opened, and then we'll sit there and we'll have the baby. If not, we go home. False alarm. So we go, we have lunch, and then we go to the fucking hospital, and we get in there, and like, you know, the doctor comes in, checks her, bleep it out. And, you know, it's like an old lady. I didn't know that, by the way. I guess I've had a kid before, so I didn't know that. But the nurse just comes in and just goes like, let's check it out. Ooh, ooh. Oh, that's the noise right there. That's the noise on the plane. So loud, though. How loud does it go? Oh, I hit the thing. Oh, now it's snoozing. Fuck. Dude. And so, that's crazy that went off. So the lady comes in, checks her, and she's like, tested it, all good. And I go, I knew it was pissed the whole time, dude. I knew it was pissed the whole time, but good. But I'm acting like I didn't know it was pissed the whole time because I'm not an MD. I get it. But I'm like, yeah, okay, it was great. Great, congratulations, it was pissed. Or other kind of stuff that just leaks out. You know, the body's going through all sorts of shit. And so then the lady is like, do we have to check the... Cervix? Is that what it's called? Yeah. The lady comes in, checks it again, goes, puts her whole hand in there. Like my wife is like a sock puppet. And then checks it. And the lady's like, yeah, the cervix is soft, but it's not dilated. So you guys can go home. So we go home. And that was that, man. But it's just like. I don't know anymore, man. It's like, I can't wait to have this baby. We have a feeling we know what it was going to be named, but he's got to be Calvin has been great, so this baby's going to come out with, like, fucking a Guy Fieri shirt on, you know, and just be like, so, he's going to put us through the ringer. Hey, how about how Ronaldo has a $9 million Bugatti? Cristiano Ronaldo shows off his new $9 million Bugatti. Hey, what's in it? Bacon? Do you know what I mean? The inside is made of bacon. The inside is made of bacon and chocolate, but it's the chocolate. It's the bacon from the pigs that are only in this one area, and they had to ship them in. What's in it? $9 million? What? Well, and the license plate is on the fucking left side. So shitty, you know how it looks. God, that looks so shitty. It looks so shitty. This car is so shitty, you know? Wow. There's only 10 in the world, and he has number 7, of course, because he's number 7, I guess. $9 million. Imagine driving a $9 million car. You just, I mean, imagine valeting it. Because some assholes would still be like, no, you can't park yourself. You'd be like, yo, this fucking thing is $9 million, man. There's only 10 of them. It doesn't matter. You sure it's $9 million? It's got that shitty license plate on the left side of it. It looks really fucking stupid. Bugatti Cento Dieci, you know? So fucking Italian. Bugatti Spaghetti Marinara. Bugatti Prosciutto. It's a Prosciutto Spaghetti Marinara. That's what the car is. This is fucking unreal, dude. Imagine it being like, yeah, give me the $9 million one. Fuck. My wife would ding it, you know? My wife would ding it coming in. She'd, I hit the gate. For fuck's sake, the gate's been here. It's not. Don't. Okay, but don't. Somehow I'd still be at fault. My wife. I think something happened to the Bugatti Ventimiglia. What happened? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Did it? It made a noise. It made a noise or the fucking you scraped it? I don't know. And then I look and there's a huge scrape in the side. This is going to cost me $1.5 million to fix. It's because of the gate. Nah, the gate's been there. You shouldn't get me this car if this is going to be what's happening. Don't yell. It makes, you know, dude, I want to. How come I can't? Why can't we get mad, right? Fuck, God damn it, dude. Chicks be turning on that crying shit, and then you realize, oh, fuck, I'm an asshole. Ah, fucking God damn it. You know? What the fuck? You go like that, and they go, this is not a right way to react. Oh, I'm sorry that you crashed my car. It's hard not to be mad, dude. I got to fucking really relax. I got to piss so bad. We got to take a break. All right, I'm back. Let's watch this video here of this guy who won't get off the plane. He's oh God. All right, this is crazy.
The plane, that's totally fine. We know for sure. And then we'll get you off.
Okay, I just dealt with the FBI. I know what I'm up against. So.
Not the thing to say right away. Listen, I just dealt with the FBI. I know what I'm up against. Showing your hand, you know, that you're a fucking fugitive. So.
This has nothing to do with the dog. It has to do with you.
For what?
Okay. Whatever their complaint is right now, it's just... They want you off.
They want the dog on the floor, and that's against the law.
Okay, well...
Dogs can go anywhere.
We're not here for the dog.
Oh, the guy wants the dog on the seat, dude. Like, wow, okay.
What did I do?
Okay.
Because I'm fucking sick and tired of discrimination.
Discrimination, dude. Okay, unbelievable.
The thing is, it's a private entity here.
Okay, with federal funds. You guys are about to get so fucked. So you better fucking read the Constitution.
You guys are about to get fucked.
But they want you off the plane, so
not getting off.
Okay?
Oh, he just goes, not getting off. Dude, you know people are so mad when they don't even say I'm, you know? When they're just like, not getting off. Dude, that's so dick.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. We're going to deboard.
Deboard.
Come on. Could you imagine?
Get off.
Wow, loop fucking voiceover. Get off.
Just get off.
Come on, man. You're fucking all of us up.
Dude, the dog's on the seat. I know. Also, who cares, dude? Put it on the ground.
Look, they're not gonna. If I put them on the floor,
then what?
Then I'll stay. You tell them that. Then you tell them that.
I follow rules. I'm in a chair.
Yeah, and now he's on the floor.
So.
This is America.
Oh, that's the worst, bro. This is America. Dude, so then he agreed to put the dog on the ground right now? That's what's happening, right? It's too late, yeah.
It's not America. It's Hawaii.
It's not Hawaii.
He said it's not America. It's Hawaii, dude.
Hawaii got stolen a couple years ago.
Long time ago, by the way.
Are those his pubes? I mean, showing us his pubes, you know? In the meantime.
Yeah, please take it back.
Awesome. I got my five-year-old here. You're a great role model.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
And you should listen to Eminem.
Huh? So weird.
That's rich.
Hey, guess what? Our country's fucked anyway, so thanks for Joe Biden.
Oh, dude! Just trying to start a rally, you know? Oh, yeah, well, guess what? Our country's fucked anyway, so thanks to Joe Biden. Dude, that's like a joke when people go like, great, Biden's America because they can't get their ketchup at a restaurant.
Please don't even say.
We got a comedian on the plane, buddy. Yeah, just being funny.
Well, pretty soon.
Oh, boy.
America's going to be a police state, so you just keep going.
Oh, dude. Getting arrested, you know?
This is
Brooklyn. Yeah. I get away.
Oh, sorry about that.
Wow. I mean, what the fuck, bro? Well, he's just mentally. It makes it less funny if he's. Well, no. God, this guy had lost. He was totally normal in 2019, you know? And then in 2020, just fucking lost his mind when COVID hit. This is totally a guy that lost his mind when COVID hit. And you know what sucks, too? The dog's like this. The guy's got no shirt on! The guy isn't wearing a shirt.
Tell me what law I've broken.
He didn't break the law.
Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
All he said was get the dog on the ground. That was simple. Right. That's all you
discrimination.
Had to do.
Discrimination. Discrimination. You should read the law.
For you.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I'm going to go have a beer and don't give a fuck about what you guys say.
So bad English.
I'm going to jail for the freaking rest of the life.
Guy doesn't know how it works. I hope you go to jail for the friggin' rest of life. Because he brought a dog on a plane and won't get off the plane, you know? What are you in here for? Murder. What are you in here for? Biden's America.
Well, guess what? I was strangled at Soja, so why don't you guys go fucking read that? Why don't you just go die? Because you're not American.
Oh, dude. Wow, this guy is so gangster. Why don't you just die? Because you're not American, man. Doesn't make a fucking eighth grade burn, you know? Who's shooting this, by the way? The dog? Yeah. He is?
Yeah, because that's what he's doing with the dog.
I haven't broken any fucking laws yet.
Okay. I'll let you know.
Yet.
Can
why?
You tell me what laws I've broken.
Dude, it's a company. You gotta go, bro. The guy's got no shirt on, dude.
Don't fucking touch me. No, I'm not. You're gonna have the biggest fucking lawsuit ever.
Oh, I bet.
Okay. Lawsuit. I've got you guys on camera.
Come on, sir.
I haven't broken any laws. Do you guys want to read the ADA law?
Wow. This guy.
Holy fuck. It's like fucking seven of these fucking. America, this is a First Amendment right. You guys have discriminated more.
Is that Diplo?
This is fucking awesome.
Dude, I would. I would.
I thought the fucking Kauai bus was bad.
You know?
Okay,
wherever,
yes, sir.
Wherever you go, it's bad, you know? Wow, no shirt on, just walking through the airport. Holding the camera so high, too, for some reason.
Yes, sir.
I mean, why is the camera so fucking high? Dude, is it a drone? Is he operating a drone? What, I mean, how far does this shot go? Does it go all the way for him to go into jail?
No, thank you. I'll stand.
He looks so, just being so defiant, you know?
Okay.
Being so fucking defiant for no reason.
Yeah, what crime have I committed?
Oh.
Okay, what can you tell me what statute and law I broke? All right. Well, you need to tell me what law I've broken.
Oh.
Okay, sir. So right now we're asking for your ID.
Oh, dude, like doesn't understand how business works. Let's not get it twisted. What, this isn't a service animal. It's an emotional support animal. If you were a blind man with actual... Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Dude, that is crazy. Wow. Biden's America. There you go, dude. Can't have a dog as a passenger. Biden's America. Can't have a fucking dog. The dog had more clothes on than him. Dude, the guy had no shirt on a plane. Could you imagine how fucking annoying it is to be if you're somebody? On that plane.
Sorry to bother you, but we have to come and tell you how much we really enjoyed the show, didn't we, Garth? And this is Garth.
With the Native Americans.
In fact, isn't Milwaukee an Indian name?
Yes, Pete, it is. Actually, it's pronounced Miliwake.
There we go. That's what I fucking knew. That's what I got it from. Great. Okay, well, whatever. Huh? Hey, guys, that's it for YouTube. If you want to catch the unedited version of this show, go to patreon.com/Chris D'Elia, and then you got to go to, you can get the uncut, unedited show. And you can also get the back episodes of Congratulations. I think there's like 25 of them right now. You can get them all right now just for $6. So go to patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. That's what you got to go do. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.